Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue, to get on the bus that takes me to you.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for the new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dusty Staub is our guest. The Seven Acts of Courage. Is that right? Did I say that right, Dusty? That's the new book?
Yes.
The Seven Acts of Courage. Second edition, is that right?
Yeah, it is. The newest edition came out last year, and everybody should get the new edition. It has the gold star in the upper right-hand corner.
Seven Acts of Courage by Dusty Staub. Dusty, thanks again for being here. Give us your website, please.
It is www.staubleadership.com, and S-T-A-U-B.
All right.
And the one for the general public is www.theactsofcourage.com, and that's for teenagers, teachers, everybody.
All right, so check that out, folks. So let's continue to talk about your thoughts on leadership, and you talk about another thing. You have some examples of where leadership didn't measure up, and one of them was a lack of nerve. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, the lack of nerve. I was working with. There was a man who was in a senior position, running quality for a large organization that we were consulting with. And the plant manager was very intimidating, and the plant manager wasn't following protocols, and the head of quality lacked the courage to confront him, and then lacked the courage to then go and report to the CEO. And they had a huge quality issue, which caused a $6 million swing from profit to loss, a $12 million loss. And when everything was explored, not only was the plant manager fired and others, but the head of quality was fired because he lacked the courage to do his job, to confront a tough guy, and to make sure the CEO was informed. And you'd be surprised how many times that happens.
Yeah, it's really the politics. Sometimes there's politics in courage, isn't there? And you have to say to yourself, okay, you know, when is discretion a better part of valor? And when do I have to make sure I do the right thing? You know, that can be tough in the politics of a larger organization, can it?
Yes, it is. You know, and that's where
because you could be right, and as you're standing in the unemployment line, you know, you have to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You have to be skillful. You know, another second reason why people fail is a lack of strategic guidance. So when we teach people how to confront, we teach them skills. And I'll give you just a personal example. When I was a young therapist working with a co-therapist, I was a bit righteous, Jim. I thought I was right all the time. I argued every point. And she...
I was never like that, by the way. I don't know. I don't even understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, humble, quiet, right?
A lot of people would say, when did you change, Blessing?
Well, she confronted me, and she did it in a very skillful way. She said, Dusty, I got to talk to you about something. I said, yeah, what is it? She said, look, the few of us that actually like you. This is very clever. The few of us that actually like you in spite of your attempt to get us to like you by always being right.
Right.
and I got it. And so when you're going to confront somebody, if you can do it with a little bit of compassion and respect and a quiet tone of voice, you can say some very difficult things if it's done respectfully. And the person's more likely to receive it, especially if you create a very creative way of doing it. So there's lots of ways of giving feedback. And, you know,
well, and also, I think the great leaders and the ones with the most courage, the most useful courage, also find a way to include humanity in their leadership. And humanity includes what you say, how you say it, and when you say it. And I do believe that there's plenty of room in a successful, courageous leader for discretion is a better part of valor.
I think civility, respect, and compassion are very powerful tools for leaders. And what that means, compassion doesn't mean I don't tell you the truth. Compassion means mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you the truth about how you're affecting people.
Do you think we're having a hard time finding civility these days? You think that's a commodity or a trait that's in shorter supply these days, civility?
Well, just watch the tweets coming out of Washington. Just watch the news.
How about across the country? How about from flyover America, the tweets? You know?
There is a true lack of civility. What happens is people are much more, I won't say courageous, they're willing to say things they'd never say to somebody's face when it's anonymous and nobody can see them. Well, I actually consider that an act of cowardice.
Well, no question about it. And it really says a lot more about us, I think, than we wanted to know, but as human beings. But I do think that, if you're going to be a leader, as Dusty has helped us understand, you gotta have courage to act, courage to confront, and the courage to learn to grow. And you know, these are important things that you've taught us today, Dusty, and I appreciate it very much. Give us the website one more time, please.
It's Staub Leadership, S-T-A-U-B, staubleadership.com, and then the general public one is theactsofcourage.com.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Dusty, good job today. Will you come back?
Yes, I will, Jim. I love this. This is, I think, our third interview. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get you back again real soon. Dusty Staub, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.